American Road Trip Talk begins after this message.
You know his vision of America, but do you know his name? One of the most highly respected artists of America's Great Depression era, John Stuart Curry, defined the country's perceptions of the American Midwest. His painting, Tornado Over Kansas, is still one of the most iconic images in U.S. pop culture today. For the first time in a quarter century, Curry's masterworks will be exhibited under one roof. Visit the Muskegon Museum of Art in Michigan this summer to see John Stuart Curry, Weathering the Storm, an exhibition of life, art, and the American Midwest. To learn more, visit MuskegonArtMuseum.org/Curry. The horizon is wide and the highway is calling. That means it's time for another episode of American Road Trip Talk. I'm your host, Gary Mance, with a welcome and an invitation to travel the byways and back roads of yesteryear, searching for America in every incomparable mile. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you along for the ride. Glad to be working alongside Nathan Miller, our producer. This is American Road Trip Talk. We'll be back with the interview right after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days. And I want to bring attention to a life-saving product called Alert Drops. Drowsy driving is one of the most catastrophic problems in America, and Alert Drops will stop it. What is Alert Drops? Alert Drops is a simple spray on the tongue made out of citric acid, sour lemon, and water. A simple spray on the tongue, nothing in your system, and you're naturally awake, naturally alert. Go to alertdrops.com. Very important. Go to alertdrops.com and stay safe.
American Road Magazine would like to thank Ranker.com, EnjoyTravelLife.com, and TravelersPress.com for honoring us with excellent ratings on their recent lists of outstanding travel magazines. American Road was listed among the top 25 travel magazines in 2024 by Ranker, by Travelers Press in the top 25 travel magazines 2024, one of only three in that group that are dedicated to travel in the USA. And Enjoy Travel Life rated American Road Magazine as number one in the best specialty magazines for travelers 2024 category. To say the least, we are grateful.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta brings you health tips for a better life Monday through Friday at 6 a.m., 8 a.m., and 5 p.m. right here on KKNW.
Welcome back to American Road Trip Talk. The total solar eclipse of April 8, 2024 is approaching fast. And today, Jamie Jensen, who is celebrating publication of the 10th edition of his travel guide, Road Trip USA, Cross-Country Adventures on America's Two-Lane Highways, joins us to talk about outstanding cities and towns to view the celestial event. Jamie Jensen, welcome back, my friend.
It's so good to be with you.
We have plenty to talk about. Let's first of all congratulate you on the 10th edition of your wonderful book. That's quite an achievement.
Oh, God, thank you so much. It is such a pleasure to be able to share it, too. I've been doing this for going on 40 years now, traveling around, you know, the American roads, finding out these great places and learning their stories and sharing them with people. And it's been the fact that we can find an audience continuing in this day of, you know, everything's a little bit overstressed and industrialized, and to still get away from it all on some of these smaller roads away from the interstates is what Road Trip USA is all about. And it's really nice to be with you and talk about it on this upcoming special day that's going to highlight so many fantastic places.
That's right. And before we get to the eclipse, I do want to spend a little more time on the 10th edition of your wonderful book. What's new? A 10th edition? You must have something new to deliver.
Well, things change. It's not so much novelty and newness anymore. Actual new things. There's good diners here and there. The great thing for me about the book is that places are still going after all these years. I mean, I cover a lot of places that have been in business for generations, which is the sort of place I look for in Road Trip USA. It's about getting away from the mainstream and in a way getting away from places that are advertising at you and trying to sell you stuff. And see the realness of America, because tourism is such a consumer practice these days. And I remember hitchhiking around these roads way back when, and I'm trying to kind of share some of that innocence in a way and that nostalgia for how things used to be before everything got sold so hard. And Road Trip USA has just been a real joy to have in my life all these years, because I'm a huge fan of the sort of stuff we put in it, like giant Paul Bunyans and dinosaurs along the roadside. It's kind of as far from the internet and the synthesized virtual experience to actually get your feet on the ground and smell the roses and do these things. And it's from a wide perspective. I think we do. I do a lot of real history, Civil War battles, visiting the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk and John Brown's raid on Harper's Ferry, the sort of stories that really make America the special country that we are, I think, and it's unique to America. You know, I'm not really trying to do old masters paintings necessarily, but to do some great post office murals that got put up by the WPA in the 30s, or visit, you know, go watch a minor league baseball team in action. That's the whole spirit of Road Trip USA. And I'm really excited to have this 10th edition still going strong and, you know, better every year.
One thing that stands out for me is that you offer 11 routes through the heart of America, color-coded and extensively cross-referenced to allow for hundreds of possible itineraries. Hundreds.
Well, you can, I mean, that's the point I try to make, is that if you just pretend the interstates aren't there, then you don't have all the franchise fast food and all that high speed everything. And the roads that I follow, these will take you everywhere. We go to all the national parks, go to all the big cities even, but take a different route to get there sometimes. And yes, we do hop on the freeway every once in a while, but most of the time you're driving the kind of scenic two-lane Americana rich roads that I think people travel in order to see. You don't travel to sit in traffic and wait in line. I don't, at least. And so I like to go to places where they're pleased to see me rather than being the, you know, 10,000th person they've seen that day. And it's a different sort of travel. I was glad to hear you chuckle out there, because it still gets me really excited. You know, and I'm 60 plus now and I'm still going strong. And I think a lot of that is that I get revived, you know, getting away from the rat race every once in a while and hitting, you know, Route 66 is the most famous of these roads, but I, you know, cover 11 of them. I have five of them go east-west across the country, so you can follow US 2 from Acadia National Park out to the San Juan Islands, or the Southern Pacific route I take from Florida, or Savannah, Georgia is actually where I started because I love Savannah, Georgia, and goes to San Diego, California, passing through so many different, it's like passing through 10 different countries on the way. And I think that's what Road Trip USA is able to convey a lot. And what's nice for me, and in this 10th edition, we're sharing the entire book. People can test drive it online at roadtripusa.com and get an idea of the depth of information if it, you know, it suits their taste, but also, you know, the best ribs, the best barbecue, best French fries, all the real essential stuff you need to know to really make the most out of your travel time.
Is there a functional difference, Jamie, between saying route versus route? I mean, it's not Route 66.
It is, even in the song. You know, there's so many recordings of it. Some people say Route 60. I think Nat Cole sang Route 66, and then it became Route 66. So that's an ongoing. If you want to pick a fight with someone somewhere, you tell them they're saying it wrong. You're supposed to say it the other way. But I don't think there's an absolute right or wrong in that or in most things.
Thank you for that, Jamie Jensen. 10th edition, Road Trip USA, cross-country adventures on America's two-lane highways. Pick up your copy. Available also on Kindle.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, besides the east-west routes that I think people think of when I say coast to coast or, you know, cross-country adventures, some of my favorite routes are the north-south routes, which make it possible to get just about anywhere. So we've got I've got to drive along both coasts, my favorite Pacific Coast Highway, all the way from, you know, Seattle down to San Diego by way of Big Sur. The East Coast, I get as close as I can to Cape Hatteras and places like that, avoiding I-95 all the way from the Statue of Liberty down to Key West, Florida. So if the sound of these places make you think about getting out there and hitting the road, I'd encourage people to check out roadtripusa.com or pick up a copy of the book, because it's lushly illustrated. My favorite thing going around the country is collecting postcards. And I get to use them as illustrations because they're all public domain and, you know, 100 plus years old. So there's, you know, you get a sense of the kind of boosterism spirit that used to really animate Americana and the roads and getting, you know, tourists from the Donner Party and Lewis and Clark. You know, I cover their roots. So there's real history mixing in with a lot of the fun stuff that's out there, like Cadillac Ranch on Route 66. So something for everybody, but it's totally a labor of love, as you know from talking to me about this over the years. But right. To have it still going strong now in 2024 is kind of amazing.
It is indeed. And you deserve a vast readership, Jamie.
Well, from your ears to the buyers of books across the world. Well, your lips. That's it. I'm sorry. I blew my line.
No problem. And it is a fantastic book. It really is. I want to quote the New York Times. On April 8, the moon will slip between the earth and the sun, casting a shadow across a swath of North America, a total solar eclipse. This is one of those events that people who are at various venues, they're there in person to view a total solar eclipse, will describe as a life-changing event. I've never done it. I watch it on TV, and of course, I observe all the safety precautions if I step outside, which when I was a kid, I remember doing. And they said, don't look straight at it. Don't look straight at it. Protect your eyes there. And I can't say it was life-changing for me. I mean, at such a young age, I remember in particular the first one. It was just so different. But there are people who feel transported in a spiritual sense when they observe a total solar eclipse in person. And when they do it in a crowd, when they have gathered for that purpose.
Yeah, so I'm told. I've never seen the full totality myself. I've seen lots of partial eclipses. And apparently there's like a universe of difference between being just outside it and actually being in the actual, seeing the, because it's amazing. The moon fits perfectly over the face of the sun for something like 3 or 4 minutes. So it's a very fleeting experience, but you can actually see the rings around the sun. And so now I've been doing lots of online looking at past eclipses, but the weather will determine everything, which is, I think, why people are heading to drier, sunnier places. But I would like to see it. But it's also a reason to go and explore places, because the path it's taking is just south of Route 66. So if you were doing a Route 66 tour next Monday, you could detour off and see the totality without, you know, too much adding time to your travels. But it's from Texas to New York. There's this huge kind of part of the country that doesn't always make the news. But right now it's in everybody's sight.
Which would be some of the outstanding places that you would recommend? Somewhere you decide we're going to end up here in order to view the eclipse and then see the surrounding attractions.
Well, I think the two poles, there's lots of places along the way, but the two great Americana-rich attractions that stand at either end of the totality's path across the U.S., one is down in South Texas, and it's the world-famous the Alamo. Mm-hmm. And the other would be almost, if not more famous, Niagara Falls in upstate New York on the Canadian border. So, because it travels across Mexico and Canada as well. It's not just Americans only on this experience. And the next U.S. eclipse is not for 40 years. So if anyone is, you know, in the area and thinking, oh, well, maybe I'll see it next time, get them to think again. I mean, well, the thing I've been saying is that if you know anybody in the path of totality, which is only 100 miles wide and it on its route across North America, if you have been meaning to get in touch with someone, do it now and go and visit them next Monday and just happen to be there for this totality. Because I do think it is quite a special event if the conditions are right to see, you know, it is kind of miraculous that that great object 93 million miles away can keep us warm and lit. So, but to find places to go where you can see the eclipse, because the eclipse only lasts for 3 minutes. So I think you want something to do before and after and to be in the neighborhood of those things. And what I was recommending, not so much to go where lots and lots of other people are, because I would find that kind of chaotic. And I don't know, I don't like crowds in general. So the idea of sitting in traffic, like after a baseball game where you seem to spend more time in traffic after the game than you actually spent watching the 4 hours of the game, is not to me what the road trip experience is all about. So to somewhere like the Alamo, and South Texas is full of history, and the Alamo itself is in the center of the lovely city of San Antonio. There'll be lots and lots of people there. But if you take one of my routes goes out from San Antonio up into the Hill Country, which is gorgeous, and particularly gorgeous this time of year, eclipse or no eclipse, it's bluebonnet season. And the wildflowers of the Hill Country in Texas are really, really amazing. It's where, if you remember Lady Bird Eisenhower, she has the National Wildflower Center on her property in Johnson City. She was the wife of Lyndon Baines Johnson, for some of our younger listeners out there. And she was quite a big figure in the American roadside. She was against billboards, but in favor of wildflowers. So she's a figure who kind of animates my travels around South Texas. And the other place that I would recommend people think about going would be the kind of Lake Erie shore between Cleveland and Buffalo. Not places you necessarily think, I've always wanted to go, but they are ground zero for a lot of the eclipse viewing, and they make really good places to aim for or to head for or to explore the areas around them, such as Niagara Falls, which is a spectacular sight at any time. But I think it could be, I'm looking forward to seeing all the YouTubes about how spectacular the eclipse was in the veil of the waterfall. So it should just be an amazing day, weather permitting. You always have to say that because, of course, the cloud cover will determine a lot of things. So, yeah, lots to talk about. And I'm kind of really excited to have the heavens aligning to help me launch my book.
May that bring you even more success. Now, to be clear, we are talking about Monday, April 8th.
Yes, between, like, I think it's 3 p.m. on the East Coast and 1 p.m. in Texas. So it's a totally fleeting moment. The shadow of the moon travels at 2,000 miles an hour. I've been finding out all these great factoids for us out here. But so it moves really quickly, and it's 100 miles wide. So it only lasts for a matter of minutes in most places. So it's not something you're going to see while driving. You definitely want to be sitting still somewhere calm. Probably it would be most interesting, I was thinking, to be in a beautiful park or somewhere where you could get to know it. And then as the conditions change, you see how, you know, the birds stop singing or start singing or whatever they do. It does seem quite miraculous. And I like thinking about it. So someday I'm going to make an eclipse. I'm still trying to figure out where I can go get myself invited to go see this one, to take a 500-mile detour from visiting a friend in Denver or something like that to go and see the eclipse. But thinking about it and thinking about these places where it happens really makes me excited about the sort of places that are in Road Trip USA, because they are, a lot of my routes pass through this totality, and they're places like French Lick, Indiana. I don't know, the home of Larry Bird. Yes. Is one of the big centers of eclipse viewing, because they have a fantastic old hotel that Al Capone used to visit at. So the coming together of my kind of Americana-rich interest in the American road and this eclipse is really making for some nice juxtapositions that are, I'm overwhelmed by enthusiasm and excitement at what might happen next Monday.
Well, we say next Monday, but I need to be clear. It's a week from Monday. It's Monday, April 8th. If we send them out next Monday, that would be a great April Fool's prank, but I don't think people would appreciate it.
I'm sorry, I get all confused. And of course, we also have the Easter sunrise services coming up this weekend that, you know, I always love doing those, just being out with people and watching the sunrise is always beautiful. And to do it on a day that means a lot to a lot of people is also special. So yeah, I'm sorry if I'm confusing people. April 8th, and it's for an hour most that you're going to see much signs of all this. But it's something to aim for, around which you can organize all sorts of other activities, which is kind of what I would suggest to people. Like if you're living in Memphis and listening to this program, you might think, oh, I could see a little bit of the eclipse and that will be interesting. But you can also, you know, cruise 100 miles west and you can see the totality. And it apparently is a genuinely life-changing experience. So I look forward to hearing from people if they follow our advice and get out there.
You mentioned Memphis. If go to see the totality, and after the eclipse, you can come back. You can go a lot of places, but while in Memphis, I always advise people, because I've done it once, I may not get to do it a second time, but I'll never forget my trip to Graceland. That was absolutely a fantastic experience.
I know what you mean. I cried standing by his grave, and I don't often cry. It was so sad, you know, because he was still pretty young and had a lot to give, and his life was so full. And Elvis is such a significant figure, but Memphis is also great for, you know, other kinds of music, the blues music and barbecue food. So if people have any chance of getting themselves to Memphis that week, or live in Memphis and want to take a day trip, there's lots to do, see and do around there connected to this eclipse, or any time really. But yeah, Elvis and an eclipse is kind of hard to beat, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Elvis by himself was hard to beat in his all too short life. An amazing man. And the eclipse as well. So Memphis, that would be a highlight in addition to a celestial event. And Elvis, the king of rock and roll, on the same trip.
The other place, we talk about Niagara Falls up there, you know, the great city of Buffalo and Cleveland are going to be drawing a lot of people. But the countryside around there is just so spectacular. And there's so much history up in there. I really like the town of Seneca Falls, New York, which is kind of easy to, you know, blink and you miss it sort of place on US 20 east of Buffalo. But it's where the great, I mean, an Elvis-like figure of Jimmy Stewart and the film It's a Wonderful Life was inspired by a real-life story that happened in this fantastic town that just happens to also be the location of the Women's Rights National Park. And they are having a big eclipse viewing session there. So lots of nice things are coming together to get people to go and see things that they might not have thought was worthwhile because the eclipse is happening. Maybe they can go and learn a little bit about Susan B. Anthony and Elvis.
And if we're going to talk about Elvis, that means rock and roll. And if you're going to talk about Cleveland, you're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a place I have yet to see. I hope I get there.
Well, do it. It's fantastic. No, you were reading my mind. That was my next little segue, was to say, if you head west from Buffalo, you can get yourself down to Cleveland and see the Rock Hall of Fame, which is, if you like music, it really is a place, because they've got, you know, memorabilia, and they've got the stories of all these wonderful figures who've really made our lives that much happier. So I've been a couple times. I think it's pretty cool. I like, my favorite music museum is actually in Memphis, the Stax Museum, which if you liked Steve Cropper, Booker T and the MGs, all that kind of wonderful music that came out of the 70s in Memphis, there's a lot of that up there. So that's a great reason to travel. And of course, the thing we haven't talked about is the music to travel by. The soundtrack for your road trip is a whole nother topic for another show, I suppose.
Oh, yes, certainly. And when you mention Niagara Falls, I have had the privilege and the pleasure of going there once on both sides. I have a passport, so I was able to go to the Canadian side. And, you know, I'm with those who say that the view from the Canadian side actually is superior to the New York side, and the New York side is fantastic there. So if you get a chance to cross over into Canada and see Niagara Falls from that angle, you also have Niagara Falls, Ontario to visit.
For sure. And if you do have a passport and you made it across the border, you can continue on up to Montreal, and because that's also going to be in the eclipse. And that's a pretty exciting city to be near. So once you start thinking about, you know, traveling in this corridor, you'll notice so many wonderful things to go and see. And that's kind of what animates Road Trip USA, that there's pretty great places almost everywhere once you start paying attention and thinking about it and trying to, you know, you may not stay forever, but the eclipse is 3 minutes and it's life-changing. So who knows if you can have similar experiences on road trips wherever you go.
Yes, and it is brief. I've seen different times of totality online, but it's 3 minutes and however many seconds. Apparently, it's under 4 minutes. So don't miss it, but it's great to have other places to see and other things to do.
Yeah, for sure. And it's also, I mean, that's kind of the thing about taking road trips in general and traveling is that you have an event, a something, but you do things along the way. And kind of that's what to me makes life interesting is what happens along the way as much as the events themselves.
Jamie Jensen, I wish you so much success with the 10th edition of your wonderful book, Road Trip USA. It's over 2,000 pages, I believe.
No, 900 and something. But it feels like there's a lot of information squeezed in here.
I mean, you wrote it, but, you know, are you sure it's not? Or maybe on, it seems longer on Kindle. I don't know.
Well, it's heavy. That might be it. It
feels
ton,
like 2,000 pages.
So that's why you
pages.
Think it's 2,000. But
10 editions. It's a labor of love, and it's one of those things that helps to define your life. It's a magnificent accomplishment, Jamie Jensen. I thank you so much for joining us once again. You are indeed a road trip warrior.
Oh, thank you so much, Gary. You make me happy. I'm smiling ear to ear. So this is really wonderful to be with you again. And hope to see you again, but the hope that everyone who is listening gets out there and does something fun. So thank you very much.
A pleasure as always. Thank you, Jamie Jensen. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to American Road Trip Talk. Along with Thomas and Becky Repp, co-founders of American Road Magazine, we remind you to visit our website, AmericanRoadMagazine.com, to preview the current issue. Until next time, dream well and drive safely on the American Road.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days, and I'm so excited to tell you about American Road. It is the best car travel magazine in the world. They have the most fantastic adventures detailed in each magazine with all your itinerary. We could just jump in the car with your family and have the most fabulous adventures you've ever had in your life. Please get a copy of American Road and start your own adventure.